From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkansongs. Although not a musician himself, Little Rock native Richard Matson has given perhaps the ultimate love letter to a music scene, a documentary film. Matson's film Towncraft focuses on the Little Rock underground scene of the mid-1980s through the early 1990s, a scene that was mostly underage and mostly punk rock. Matson's day jobs with Matson Films of New York City, a distributor of independent films, but during the time period covered in this film Towncraft, Matson was a part of the scene he chronicled.
It was just phenomenal.
This Towncraft starts around 1986, and this is 1989, and already there was enough stuff going on where me as a 12-year-old, there was no other option. There wasn't football after that. It was, this is just, how could you beat this? You know, going in, I knew who's going to care about Little Rock, Arkansas music scene. I've got investors that I have to explain this to, and I've got a business partner, I've got employees that I have to go to and say, this is why we're going to make this documentary.
According to Matson in the Towncraft movie, the scene began to gel around the punk band Econochrist, heard at the beginning of this episode. But Econochrist soon moved to the West Coast and got a record deal to the mixed emotions of local fans. The premier band of the clique then became the hardcore quartet Trusty. And although Trusty, too, would leave Little Rock to move to Washington, D.C. and sign with the legendary punk label Discord, Trusty remained beloved in the city and helped inspire younger music lovers to form their own bands, like Chino Horde, Numbskulls, and Hateful Day. Those who had no musical talent were encouraged to design flyers or write for zines or book shows. Matson's Towncraft film, in fact, takes its name from a local compilation album called Towncraft, collectively released after painstakingly collecting donations for months.
One of the fascinating things about Little Rock and the scene that I found so interesting is they got to do it all themselves. There was no direct precedent. So it was whatever they wanted it to be.
One of the distinctions of the scene documented in Matson's Towncraft film is that not only are these scenesters starting record labels and booking shows and opening record stores, those doing it were still largely underage. All-ages nightclub shows, which are common now, were not so common during the time period covered in Towncraft. The kids, desperate for a music venue, would sometimes appropriate city facilities like Riverfest Amphitheater, including city electricity, for their performances.
The Riverfront Amphitheater and the Belvedere were just completely crucial, because what would it have been otherwise? It would have been house parties. But these were real stages, you know, especially the amphitheater. It was an enormous stage in downtown Little Rock, Arkansas. This is a real huge stage, and here we are, and it's Friday night, and we're playing, you know, and we're 15. Yeah, it was much different than playing in your friend's basement.
The age difference is one reason Matson cites for ignoring in Towncraft the rest of the Little Rock music scene that was concurrently happening at the time. Although musically notable clubs like SOB and Juanita's Cantina were in their primes, and bands like Gun Bunnies were on MTV during this era, they aren't mentioned in the film. Although the two-disc Towncraft film soundtrack conversely takes credit for a wide swath of Little Rock bands of the late 1990s and early 21st century, Matson takes pains in the opening of the Towncraft film to note his is a film about a segment of people in a place and time.
And people kind of knew what was in the movie. Well, these people are included and these people aren't. And to me, that's not the point. It's about a group of people, and those scenes didn't overlap. The Gun Bunnies and even bands like Link Springs that were kind of around a little late, or 2 Minutes Hate, or some of those in the early years at least, they didn't overlap. And what we do try and present later on is that eventually they do start folding in together. There's elements of maturity and there's elements of expanding your horizons that play into that. But more than anything, it's not the people I was making the movie about, you know?
The Towncraft documentary film had its world premiere in Little Rock in May 2007, a culmination of Towncraft Week in the city, a week of concerts, band reunions, and other events. Director Richard Matson then toured with the film through June, holding screenings in Chicago, Minneapolis, New York, Washington, D.C., and a half dozen other American cities. The home video package includes a 60-page booklet and the 2-disc film soundtrack.
John Pugh has a great quote in the movie where he talks about Memphis and how we knew there was a scene over there, we knew there was punk rockers, but we just didn't care because it seemed so special what was happening, and it was really so insular. You just didn't care about the rest of the country because it was all right in front of you. You didn't need much else.
From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkansas Songs.
Arkansas Songs is a production of FM 89 and Experiment Station Studios. For more information, visit arkansongs.org.